Hi there, this is Teacherella Podcast, episode 143, Job Interview. What's your greatest strength? Vocabulary booster. My name's Ola and I'm an online English teacher. I teach through one-to-one classes and I want you to know I believe you can eliminate your language blockade. It is 100% guaranteed. I'm not saying it'll be given to you on a silver platter, yet I know you can get there. I've overcome a massive blockade myself and I know how to do it. The secret word here is consistency. That is why I record this podcast episodes and each comes with a little worksheet, a one-pager to help you digest and test what you've practiced here. You can speak English with more confidence, slay that fear and enjoy new freedoms. Each episode helps you practice speaking. The practical part is always there at the end of each episode. You'll boost your vocabulary, brush up your grammar and improve your pronunciation. Go to my website for full transcripts and worksheets to each episode. They're free. Happy learning! Hello again, welcome to another episode on a job interview. If you haven't tuned in to episode 139, please do. In that episode, I give you some tips on how to prepare your best answer to the question, tell me about yourself. It's not a question technically, but let's let it slide. Episode 139, 5 tips on how to answer tell me about yourself job interview question. Today we're dealing with something else and we'll also do it all differently. I'll give you an example sentence to repeat out loud and then I'll give you some clarification if it's needed and then I'll say the sentence once again for you to repeat again out loud. Listen, it's all about focus today. It's going to be a sort of training, speaking training before your future job interview. Let's not multitask and focus fully and completely on our sentences. There will be 12 sentences. At the end, I'll give you an additional list of 18 additional strengths you could use during your job interview. Even if there is no job interview on your radar, I say focus on your strengths and think about them for a while, even though it won't hurt you, it'll be beneficial and yeah, just take advantage of this time you found for yourself in this extremely busy life we all have and let's squeeze the most of it, right? Okay, but before we start, let me quickly remind you, there's a worksheet dedicated to these sentences we're going to practice in a while. So go grab it at teacherola.com/143 or find it in your inbox. That's your homework. That's how you make this vocabulary stick, okay? Secondly, visit my shop and buy a worksheet set. Have them all in one place. They're editable. Check out my ebook with episodes transcript. If you're interested in learning English with TV series, now that I'm working on my speaking English course, a program focused on one skill only, on speaking, of course, if you're wondering whether such a course is right for you, go grab a checklist. The link is in the description. Thanks for your patience and let's get to the meat of the episode. I have a solid work ethic. Solid means strong and reliable. I have a solid work ethic. I like to complete the project well ahead of schedule. Well ahead of schedule means well before the deadline. I like to complete the project well ahead of schedule. I have extremely strong writing skills. I have extremely strong writing skills. I have a deep attention to detail. Deep attention. So deep here means serious and involved. I have a deep attention to detail. I am a skilled sales representative with over 10 years of experience. Over 10 years of experience, more than 10 years of experience. I am a skilled sales representative with over 10 years of experience. I pride myself on customer service skills. I pride myself on something. I am proud of myself. I appreciate that skill I have, and I value this skill I mastered. I pride myself on my customer service skills. I have the ability to resolve potentially difficult situations. To resolve means to solve, to find a solution. I have the ability to resolve potentially difficult situations. I am known for being an effective team member. Effective team member. Effective means producing successful results. I am known for being an effective team member. My greatest professional strength is the ability to handle pressure and work under a tight deadline. To handle pressure, to deal with pressure, to manage pressure, and a tight deadline is difficult to manage with because there is not enough time. My greatest professional strength is the ability to handle pressure and work under a tight deadline. My biggest strength is that I can think on my feet. If you can think on your feet, you can react quickly and you are mentally agile. My biggest strength is that I can think on my feet. I am very communicative and really get along with people. To get along with people means to have a friendly relationship with them. I'm very communicative and really get along with people. I'm thorough and tenacious. I'm thorough. I do things very carefully and with great attention to detail. I'm tenacious. I'm persistent. I don't give up easily. I'm determined. I'm thorough and tenacious. These are 12 expressions that you might find useful during a job interview. Now, let me give you a list of some other strengths. Listen and repeat, and maybe make notes. Attention to detail. Communication skills. Creativity. Versatility. Enthusiasm. Fast learner. Flexibility. Focus. Resourceful. Taking initiative. Trustworthiness. Team player. Negotiation skills. Continuous learning. Honesty. Dedication. Integrity. Self-control. Brilliant job, thank you. Now go to your inbox and grab the worksheet in order to test yourself. Complete the worksheet with translations. Before you do it, you might want to have another task, that is dictation. Listen to the sentences for repeating again, but this time use your notebook and make handwritten notes. Write the sentences as you hear them. If you aren't a member of Top People, download the worksheet from teacherola.com/143. If you find this episode useful, tell your friends about my podcast, share it with one person. It'll help me grow and spread the message. Thanks in advance. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next Wednesday. We're going to discuss the present simple tense. Back to the basics, right? Be here next week. Happy learning. Take care. Stay fearless and say it out loud. Bye.